Hello, St. Georgians, near and far, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, on day 126 in our year of the Bible, part of the less than exciting parts of the first book of Chronicles, not quite as dry as the first nine chapters of genealogy, but not exactly the kind of stuff that keeps you up at night either. However, still important, the divisions of priest. The priests are divided up into different groups who are responsible for doing different things. Now, the act of division is one that is, it's part of a well-ordered, you know, a well-ordered nation here, a well-ordered city. And so Solomon stepping in with his wisdom and, giving people the appropriate jobs and spreading it out and deploying people correctly, that's a sign of a well-functioning Israel. We don't have to go over each and every one of them. I do want to point out that in chapter 24, we're in 24 through 26 today, you might not have noticed that in verse 10, we mentioned Abijah. Abijah, who is one of the priests there. Abijah is going to, Abijah's, one of his descendants is going to be a guy named Zechariah, not the Old Testament Zechariah, but the New Testament Zechariah. At the beginning of Luke, the angel comes to this guy named Zechariah, who's in the temple, and tells him that he and his wife are going to give birth to John the Baptist. So there's a little seed planted there in the 24th chapter of Chronicles. Then the rest of the Levites. But what I really want to mention, talk about is there in chapter 25, which is the musicians. Now we've sort of mentioned it a couple times already, but a couple things to notice. One, that the musician is a priestly duty. It's part of the religious worship of the nation. It's also though it's a kingly responsibility. And the way that that the musicians are described and the context in which they're in really shows that musicians, they're not decorative. You know what I mean? Like they're not like just an add-on, like a nice decorative add-on to worship, but rather they're somehow a real core component of what it is. What you see with this emphasis on music and musicians and the priests being a section of the priests being assigned musical roles is what I'm told an advance in the system of sacrifice. Sacrifice had always been of animals, and it will continue to be. However, there's a different kind of sacrifice being made here, and it is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Levites offer themselves as living sacrifices, but also the sacrifices that we make are made one of music. And so 25 begins with David, together with the commanders of the army, set apart the sons of blah, blah, blah. So David considered this music making ministry important enough that he incorporated the commanders of the army to help divide up this group, to help put together this guild of musicians. So it says it set apart some of the sons of Asaph, I'm sure it's not really He-Man, it's really Haman, and Jeduthun for the ministry of prophesying, accompanied by harps, lyres, and cymbals. Hold on. These people that are musicians are being set aside for the ministry of prophesying. And a link is being made there. I mean, it's more than a link. Their musical efforts are its own sort of prophecy. Or you could put it the other way. One portion of their prophecy, one form of their prophecy is musical. Understanding that prophets are, you know, the king sort of reports to the prophet. You know, Nathan, for example, here with Nathan, it's the prophets that anoint the kings. It's the prophets who speak the word of God. And what First Chronicles is saying here is that the musicians themselves in their acts are functioning as bringing the word of the Lord in that kind of way. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And so in verse 3, when he says, this group prophesied using the harp and thanking and praising the Lord. Again, this is a big moment in how Israel understands what sacrifice and what worship is supposed to be. By putting these Levitical singers in the center of all of the, right, the next thing that you get is are the gatekeepers. They're showing just how much part of the about how much music is like the vocation of human beings, of human beings that worship. Anyway, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for Israel, and then it's going to be a big deal, obviously, for the Christians. The gatekeepers. I think last thing that I'll say about the gatekeepers on 26 in chapter 26. We always think about the priests as being the ones who offer the sacrifices, and that is true, and do the, you know, dealing with all the blood and guts and all that kind of stuff in the sedum. But they're also the guards both of the temple itself, or it will be the temple itself, and of the whole precincts, the whole sort of precinct area, including of the city. There's a bunch of gates, and they have guards there. They also guard the treasury, which is an important thing to do, which is to say they have this much more broad role than we think of when we think about either the Hebrew priesthood or the contemporary priesthood. So again, just something to notice. I'm not going to go on and on about this. It's a bunch of priests. It's a bunch of names. It's a bunch of genealogies and so forth. So I'll leave it there for now, and we look forward to in the next couple chapters getting into what the temple is going to be more like. So I'll leave it there for now. Let us pray. O God, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.